This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new agreement to capture and release up to 15 more wolves this winter. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife will secure the wolves from British Columbia. They'll be released sometime between December and March and somewhere near the I-70 corridor between Glenwood Springs and Vail. Colorado released the first batch of 10 wolves last December. Three have died and some have fed on livestock. Wildlife managers say some losses are inevitable, but they'll keep helping ranchers protect sheep and cattle. That includes letting them know the exact location for the second round of reintroductions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
An altercation in Fountain, south of Colorado Springs, sent one police officer and a suspect to the hospital over the weekend. The Colorado Springs Police Department is investigating the incident Saturday morning. Springs police say that officers from Fountain responded to a robbery, and as they tried to arrest the suspect, two officers fired at least one round each. The suspect had serious injuries. One officer had minor injuries. A former Denver artist who used sound to create surprising and delightful works has died. CPR's Megan Verlee has this remembrance of the artist Jim Green.
Green's art bubbles up unexpectedly from sidewalk grates in downtown Denver. It laughs out from an escalator at the convention center, squashes out of whoopee cushions, and, most famously, it greets travelers at DIA.
I like the idea of kind of nudging people out of their normal routine a little bit, creating a surprise. I think people need surprises.
Green moved away from Colorado in the last decade. The Denver Post and Westword first reported his death. He was 75 years old. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver and Fort Collins in the mid-80s this afternoon. Colorado Springs staying in the upper 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.